You know, before there was a Bo Nagihe and before there was a Sharif Shaw on the Utah sidelines, there was a guy named Brian Rowley who used to patrol with Bill Markcroft, and a guy named Dolce who did some color. And amazingly, over the years, we've talked on the phone, but I don't think I've ever met you in person. Have we ever met in person?
I don't think we have. Probably the first time.
I think so. How are you?
I'm great.
So what – you don't live in Utah anymore. Did you come out specifically to golf for Mac?
Yeah, I flew out from New Jersey just for the tournament. And my wife wasn't – we always come out one time.
Yeah.
And then I wanted to come out twice for this, and she said we'd wrap our family vacation. So I've been at Lake Powell for the past week on a houseboat. And then I sent the kids and the wife home yesterday and came to golf at the tournament. It was awesome. Love
so,
it.
So was it good to see Mac and good to catch up with some folks?
You know, it's awesome to see Mac. It's awesome to see Coach Edwards. I golfed with Chad Lewis, one of my high school friends that played at BYU.
Right.
Golfed with his brother Mike, who went to the U with me. Just ran into all kinds of guys I haven't seen in 15, 20 years, so it's awesome.
A lot of Utes out here today, a lot of Cougars out here today, a bunch more coming out in the afternoon because there'll be another round of golf this afternoon. Kenneth Scott and Brian Swinney will be out doing the afternoon show here today. So, you know, you probably don't get to many games. We were back east in Pittsburgh like 5 years ago, but how closely are you able to keep tabs on the Utes now that they're in the Pac-12?
You know, we can watch it on the Pac-12 network a little bit. And so I watch them as much as I can. We always have a huge – one of my good friends back in Jersey is Vice Akahema, an old BYU player.
Yeah.
So we have a huge party at his house every Utah BYU game and watch it. So that's awesome. And then I went to that Pitt game.
Yeah.
We drove out there and watched that game. That was a lot of fun. That's probably one of the last times I saw Frank. We went on a morning run through Pittsburgh. And he wiped me out because he's in shape, and it was fun.
Yeah, I'll tell you what, Dolch and Bo both look like they could still play. Isn't it amazing to see how far the program's come? I was talking about this the other day. If you just go since 2000, there haven't been many programs in all of college football that have come further in the last 16 years than Utah, and maybe TCU, the other one, because they were in the same spot, and they got invited to the Big 12 conference, but from your playing days till now, but even when you were broadcasting till now, isn't it amazing to see how far the program's come?
It is amazing. And, you know, my years, we like to say that we started it all because we were the first team that went to a bowl game in a long time. And our crew recruited guys in like, you know, Jamal Anderson and Curtis Marsh and Kevin Dyson and Luther Ellis. And, you know, like I always tell people that, you know, Rome isn't built in a day. And neither was the Utah program, and all the guys that played in the early 90s, late 80s that started this, we deserve a lot of credit as well.
Well, you laid the foundation.
Yeah.
I always say that. I use kind of the building the house analogy. Mm-hmm. You guys, the Mac, kind of that early Mac era, laid the foundation for what all takes place now. Then Urban jumped in and kind of gave it some national cred and kind of built the frame of the house up and everything else, and then you get a guy like Kyle Whittingham, who was part of all of it,
yes,
going back to the Mac, to the Urban. He kind of bridges all that, and Kyle has taken it, and he's finished the house and put all the accessories and the pool in the backyard, right?
Exactly. That's a really good way to look at it. Exactly what you just said. You know, Urban came in and kind of added a little bit of organization and national exposure, like you said, and Kyle has done an awesome job to just take it to the next level.
So is this going to be the year, Brian? Is this the year that – yeah, the defense has been lights out forever. Special teams has been really, really good, too. They've had the big backs, the big stud backs, but is this the year that Utah gets a little bit of quarterback play and we get over that hump?
I hope. You know, we've – I don't want to say this too loud on air, but we haven't had a really awesome quarterback in 20 years, I would say.
Guy that could really throw it. Well, Alex.
Yeah, well, Alex was great.
Yeah, so Alex
I forget
kind of,
him.
Yeah, and Brian had a good senior year.
Yeah.
But that was kind of a mix of everything there. But they haven't had really a guy that could really spin it since maybe, what, McCoy?
Yeah, McCoy.
I mean, consistently do it?
Yeah, McCoy. And but since McCoy, the two you just mentioned. And then we need to get our receivers, you know, to catch the ball. We had a lot of drops last year. And that's just a few games I saw.
Yeah.
And so if we can get our offense just to not turn the ball over, the quarterback and the receivers to catch with the defense that they always have, it's good.
We need to get you back for a game.
I'd love to come back. And
USC in prime time, BYU. I mean, you and Vi will probably have your party this year. You can have it again because Utah-BYU play on the 10th of September.
Yeah, it would be great. I get back maybe once a year, and but I haven't been to a Utah game in at least 10 years at home.
At home.
Yeah.
There's a new video board that's gone up. It's the second biggest video board in all of college football. Only Auburn's is bigger. They've got a brand new sound system. The stadium looks fantastic. New field went in last year. Come on, Rolly. We got to get you back for a game. And then I'll put you on the sideline with Bo. It'll be like the old days.
It'd be awesome. You know, you never know what you get when I'm down there. I had a few interviews with some phantom doctors on injuries. And I've got some crazy stories to tell, but well, we won't.
Are these stories we can tell on the air or not?
Yeah, they're not bad.
Do we have any good Frank Dolce stories, though?
No, I have some good Sharif Shaw stories, though.
Really?
How long do you got?
Sharif's back in New York. He's not going to be here today, so.
Give me
a Sharif Shaw story.
So a guy at UTEP got hurt, and Bill wanted me to find out what went wrong with him, but I couldn't find anyone that had any updates. And so me and Sharif kind of hid down behind the thing, and I looked in the program, and they had a Dr. Dickey who was a urologist. And so we got down, and I said, hey, I've got the team doctor for UTIP here. He's got an update on the injury, and I put it to Sharif, and Sharif just said something about an injury and then handed it back to me, and we went back up to Bill.
And Bill never knew any – he was never the wiser.
Nope.
So you created an injury report out of nothing.
Exactly.
That's old-time radio right there. Brian, it's good to see you, man.
You too.
Thanks for coming by, and welcome back, and how did you hit it this morning?
Awesome. Our team, we only shot 65, but we played. We had a great time and had a lot of fun.
No humidity, altitude, and a little bit of wind. I'll bet the drives went forever today.
Yeah, big shots. We drove a green 290 par 4 that we were within 8 feet and then missed the eagle.
Nice. Well, hey, thanks for coming by.
Thanks.
Brian Rolly with us out here, longtime sideline reporter, former Ute standout, and, of course, good dude, too.